First job I applied for, full-time job, was actually CIA, right? I knew that's what I wanted to do. But there are all these campus recruiting people and everything else. And believe it or not, NBC Sports, Clay, I kid you not.
You did an interview.
Had asked one of the deans of the college, hey, can you like recommend somebody that, you know, has, you know, following attributes or whatever you think would be good? And he gave them my name, so they reached out to me directly. And I was kind of like, you know, I played some sports, but like, I'm not really. And they're like, oh, no, that's great. Like, well, you know, the dean said you're great. We're going to. And I'll never forget, I sat down with them and they asked me, they said, what's the best for pure TV ratings? And by the way, I was a disaster. Like, I knew nothing. It was not good. They asked me about NASCAR.
I would love to hear the other side of this interview story. Like, they interviewed
Well, they would agree I was a disaster. So
yeah,
I'll say
that. So what questions did you get asked?
But I mean, they asked me something about NASCAR and I had to say, like, I have no idea. Like, I knew nothing, right? They asked me a NASCAR question, which I couldn't answer. This is like probably my weakest ever job interview. And I wasn't going to take the job anyway because I was going to have. But for a year, I was getting clearance. Anyway, but I remember they asked me, what was the best World Series matchup? And I was like, well, clearly, sir. And I really leaned in it. I was like, clearly the best World Series matchup in the World Series, seven games, would be Yankees-Red Sox. And the guy looked at me and he was like, you know that that couldn't happen, right? And I remember I was like, but of course. We were talking in the theoretical plane, sir. I did not get the job.
That is Kamala Harris-like in the answer. For those of you who don't know, both those teams are in the American League, so they could never meet in the World Series.
I had absolutely no idea because I had not watched a baseball game in about 15 years.
That is amazing. But as a New Yorker, that is the answer because New Yorkers often believe Yankees, Red Sox, all that matters. All right, I want to play this quickly. Joe Biden asked, the last country he visited by a young kid. Reminder, he was in Ireland last week for 4 days. Listen.
The last country I've traveled, I'm thinking what's the last one I was in. I've been to 89, met with 89 heads of state so far. So I'm trying to think, where was the last place I was? It's hard to keep track. You're right, Ireland. That's where it was.
A kid,
how'd you know that?
Has to scream out, Buck, to remind the President of the United States that he spent 4 days in Ireland last week because he can't answer the question.
Maybe he was drinking a little bit of Guinness, you know? Maybe he got a little forgetful, Clay.
I don't think Biden even drinks, unfortunately, because at least that would explain some of this. He was there last week, and a kid had to scream out the answer to the last country that he visited. My goodness. Enjoy the draft. Listen to Rubio.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
President Reagan may have said it best. The top 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Our federal government isn't helping you. Out of control spending is driving up inflation, pushing up the cost of everything from groceries to gas.
Save money where you can without having to sacrifice. You need Pure Talk, the cell phone company on a mission to save the average American family almost $1,000 a year on their wireless bill because it isn't right being overcharged every month for a basic need.
Look at your bill. You're probably paying $80 a month per line to a company that doesn't care about you, just your money. Pure Talk will give you talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $30 a month with no contract.
Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and save 50% off your first month. Their U.S. customer service team will make switching easy. That's #250, say Clay and Buck, and start saving now. One more time, #250, say Clay and Buck.
The stock market has been brutal, but you can protect yourself. Visit raddiversified.com today. Clay and I recently met with Dutch Menenhall, the CEO of Rad Diversified.
Dutch and his team are experts at buying cash-flowing real estate. Their investors are reaping the rewards in the most volatile of times. $1,000 minimum investment gets you in. We strongly recommend having a diversified investment portfolio.
Rad Diversified can help. Visit raddiversified.com.
All investments involve risk. Consult a financial advisor and read the prospectus before investing. Learn more at raddiversified.com. Maxwell, he was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, he's the drain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
All personal injury attorneys are not the same. Sure, we all claim to do the same things, but that's where the similarities between Lerner & Rowe and all other law firms end. Lerner & Rowe was recently named the second most influential law firm in the country, and we've collected billions of dollars for our clients, with over $1 billion in the last 5 years alone. If you want real results after you've been hurt in a car wreck, call Lerner & Rowe today.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state offices. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072, 878-1072, or go to Rolladen.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip,
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. House Republicans have narrowly passed a sweeping debt ceiling package as they try to push President Biden into negotiations on federal spending. It's the start of efforts to avoid a potentially catastrophic government debt default this summer. The president has threatened to veto the bill over the budget limits that are attached. Around the world, food prices are persistently and painfully high. However, on global markets, the prices of grains, vegetable oils, and other products such as dairy have fallen steadily from record highs.
The sharp fall in global food prices and world commodity markets doesn't seem to have reached the real world of shopkeepers, street vendors, and families trying to make ends meet. What gives? Joseph Glauber, a former chief economist at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, says that in the U.S., for example, 75% of the costs are coming after it leaves the farm. He says the additional costs come from energy, processing, labor, and transportation fees, and many of those costs are embedded in so-called core inflation. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at townhall.com, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis shrugging off Disney's lawsuit against him.
Disney is suing after the Republican governor's appointment of a board of supervisors in its self-governed theme park district, alleging DeSantis waged a targeted campaign of government retaliation.
I don't think the suit has merit. I think it's political.
Disney has opposed a law in Florida critics call Don't Say Gay.
Part of having a vibrant market economy is that you're not picking winners and losers. And the days of putting one company on a pedestal with no accountability are over in the state of Florida.
DeSantis was speaking in Israel on the third leg of an international trip as he prepares for an expected run for president. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, stocks are sharply higher now. The Dow is up 540 points. More at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unstable.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Another set of human remains from Lake Mead has been identified. The Clark County Coroner's Office says three sets of skeletal remains are those of, or the third, we should say, the 52-year-old Claude Pensinger. He disappeared while fishing on Lake Mead in July of 1998. Pensinger's remains were found by park visitors near the shoreline of Boulder Beach in July and August of last year. His cause of death has not yet been determined. The remains of the man whose body was found in a 55-gallon barrel last May in the lake have yet to be identified. The man died from a gunshot wound. His death has been ruled a homicide. Vegas Vec has been without a light for a while, and city officials are not too pleased about it. The sign, which has been downtown, a Las Vegas mainstay since 1948, has been dark for months under the Fremont Street Experience. City officials say the cowboy smoking a cigarette must be fully lit by an hour before dusk until an hour after dawn every day. After getting numerous complaints about Vegas Vic's lack of light, city code enforcement officials issued a correction notice to the sign's owner. And of course, Vegas Vic has been there since 1948.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, do expect heavy volumes through the resort area of the 15, northbound at Sunset, southbound at Spring Mountain. Remember, the Tropicana off-ramp is closed on 15 South, and the Frank Sinatra off-ramp is closed on 15 North. And watch for accidents, Paradise at Russell and Decatur at Spring Mountain.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high.
That's enough!
Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families.
Check it out!
Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
All right, welcome in. It is still me. That's right. It's Jim Dallas in for Niger Ennis, who is in for Kevin. And, of course, Kevin is in Texas right now. That's right. He is down at the border. He will be back, of course, tomorrow. Niger will be here in just a few minutes. He's delayed, you know, traffic and construction and all that, which we just talked about. So he'll be here in just a few minutes. So we'll kick it off. But I wanted to start the show here today, and we do have a great lineup here today. Byron Brooks. We're going to talk to him in just a couple of minutes here. We've got Amy Tarkanian scheduled today in just a few minutes, in this first hour. We also have Chuck Muth, and of course, Muth's Truths. You're very familiar with that, and that's going to be in the 1 o'clock hour. Marcos Lopez, the Outreach and Coalitions Director of the Nevada Policy NPRI, he's scheduled here at 2 o'clock. And we do have Jill Douglas, who is the president of Battleborn Republican Women and is also a candidate for the Clark Kenny Republican Party chair. So it's a great show lined up here for you today. But, you know, it's a tough time for conservatives. Let's just, hey, it's tough when you see guys like Tucker Carlson lose their job. The cancel culture of today. And, of course, I think it was a big loss for the Republican side or the conservative side gaining positivity. And with all the negative news, you needed to hear something positive. And I think the loss of Rush Limbaugh a couple of years ago really changed that. But I heard something yesterday that really, it gave me hope for the future, and it's from Tucker Carlson. Of course, if you've been in a bubble and you didn't hear the news, Tucker Carlson, the number one TV personality on Fox News and really on cable television, got fired on Monday. He went dark for a couple of days. But then yesterday, he released a statement, and it gave me hope. And what it did, it reminded me of what Rush Limbaugh did. Because Rush, he would get up every day and give us some hope and give you something to talk about, a talking point or something that you could repeat to understand that, hey, we're still here, the conservative movement. And Tucker did that yesterday. And I just want to play a little clip here and see what you think of it, because it's a positive note. So here is Tucker Carlson's response to being fired by Fox News.
Good evening, it's Tucker Carlson. One of the first things you realize when you step outside the noise for a few days is how many genuinely nice people there are in this country. Kind and decent people, people who really care about what's true, and a bunch of hilarious people also, a lot of those. It's got to be the majority of the population, even now. So that's heartening. The other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on television are. They're completely irrelevant. They mean nothing. In 5 years, we won't even remember that we had them. Trust me, as someone who's participated. And yet at the same time, and this is the amazing thing, the undeniably big topics, the ones that will define our future, get virtually no discussion at all. War, civil liberties, emerging science, demographic change, corporate power, natural resources. When was the last time you heard a legitimate debate about any of those issues? It's been a long time. Debates like that are not permitted in American media. Both political parties and their donors have reached consensus on what benefits them, and they actively collude to shut down any conversation about it. Suddenly, the United States looks very much like a one-party state. That's a depressing realization, but it's not permanent. Our current orthodoxies won't last. They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't. The people in charge know this. That's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion. They're resorting to force. But it won't work. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink, and they become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. True things prevail. Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon.
I love that. See you soon. And the world is Tucker Carlson's oyster at this point, because he draws eyeballs. He draws ears. He's not Don Lemon. He's just the opposite of Don Lemon. Don Lemon, he served a purpose for a lot of years. But, of course, Tucker Carlson, he will drive eyeballs to whatever he does. So if he does a podcast, if he does Rumble, if he started a channel, people would watch him, and millions of people would. So he's going to be okay. And again, we want to hear his voice because he does give you this little glimmer of hope. All right, let's pivot a little bit here and bring in our scheduled guest, Byron Brooks. He's the chairman of the Nevada Board of Regents. And Byron, now, of course, there's a lot going on with your organization. You're the chairman. What's the latest from the Board of Regents?
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate the question. I certainly appreciate your time and being here this afternoon. Probably the biggest thing that we're taking a look at right now is the type of legislation that's moving through the House and Senate regarding higher education and what that looks like. And frankly, there's a few bills that we're taking a look at, AB 118, which reduces the term of 6 years for a regent to 4 years, and then also it also changes the number of regents that are on the board. So right now there are 13 regents that represent various districts throughout the state of Nevada. What AB 118 wants to do is reduce that to maybe 6 or 9. And I have to tell you, with the growing populace and the way that the districts are already drawn, there would be a lot of constituents that essentially are going to lose out on this, particularly from the north. And what I find most interesting specifically about this bill is that while the number 13 seems to be too large for those who are pushing this, we have 63 representatives in Carson City to service the constituents in Nevada. And so when we're taking a look at numbers, certainly demographics, geographic areas, I really don't believe that 13 is too large a number to have representation for supporting higher education in our state.
Well, and that's what we need. We've been talking about education or the lack of for some time. Now, the per pupil spending, what is the number on that these days? The per pupil.
Basically, there's various formulas that have to do with higher education and how dollars come in. And that funding formula is constantly being scrutinized because a lot of it is the basis on the amount of students that enroll or come into a university and college. So when I say college, university, we're talking about all of our institutions, including our community colleges. Per pupil is mostly used in the K-12 system. And it's very, I would say, clean in terms of what those numbers actually look like. The funding formula for higher education is different. What I can tell you is that overall funding for the state of Nevada is billions, not millions. And there certainly has to be a look in terms of the discussions that are being had so that we're able to focus on the things that matter. Part of my frustration during this legislative session is that we're not asking the right questions. And so the idea of passing some of this legislation that has to do with management regarding higher education doesn't address the real concerns of funding, declining enrollment, retention of quality faculty and staff, strengthening and collaborating the processes throughout our institutions. And so those are the things that we really should be focused on, frankly, not how many members make up the Board of Regents.
Right. Now, you mentioned the budgets. I mean, how do you come to the conclusion of a budget? I mean, is this enough? Is that enough? Or you just try to get as much money as you can so you can disperse it?
Well, if you remember years ago, the budgets were essentially stripped from our institutions. And so what the current governor is doing is placing those monies back into the institutions regarding the necessary funding that's needed for these institutions to operate. And when we take a look at some of the large campuses like UNLV and UNR, I look at those as almost like very small cities because the amount of infrastructure and support those universities need. And so when we take a look at funding, it could be something from capital improvements to what do scholarship dollars look like. And how does that look when we're talking about 8 institutions in terms of the needs of those institutions? And so if there was deferred maintenance from 2 years ago because there wasn't money in the budget to do the maintenance, then you know that it's gotten worse, not better. And so now we've got to come in and make sure that these universities have the funding for the upkeep and the capital improvements that are needed to ensure that students are receiving the best experience that they can while on the campus. And that would bring me to another discussion that we should be having, and that's access to higher education and what does that look like. And so if we want to talk about access to higher education, student success, the student experience on campus, campus growth, and how the campus may relate to community, those are things that we should be talking about. Again, some of these other bills that have to do with management of the board are not going to change how the access for our community members look, whether you're coming out of high school or you're an adult learner and you need courses for, maybe getting that next promotion at work.
Right. There's a lot of people that they want to go to that community college and take that one class or that second class or whatever it is. And of course, you're going to help provide people with that ability to do so.
And that's the function of the board, right? And so, look, one of the things that I've done as chair is initiate very intentional areas of focus. And if we can concentrate on these areas of focus, these are the things that are going to yield a tremendous amount of success for higher education in the state of Nevada. And we really should be looking at mechanisms to place ourselves in a tier in which folks from other states want to come to Nevada to get educated. And because our education process is so effective, now it makes it easier for businesses when they're looking at Nevada to make the decision to, yes, we can come to Nevada because our workers are going to be, in an environment that breeds successful education and higher education for their children. Sometimes we forget that when businesses are looking at Nevada, they also have to take into account what does the education system look like in Nevada.
Excellent. And guess who just walked in the door?
Hey, guys, I was enjoying the conversation between the two of you so much. I was like, you know what, maybe I'll just take off the entire day and let Jim roll with the plane. He's doing a brilliant job as co-pilot. How are you, Brother Byron?
I'm doing great. And Jim is fantastic. And I appreciate that you're on the line as well now.
Well, we're getting ready to wrap up, so I hate to ask you this question when you only have a minute to answer. But you have tackled the issue, a critical issue that does not get nearly enough discussion, attention, and that is the rise of anti-Semitism and anti-Western civilization-ism, if that's a word I could make up. Tell our audience a little bit about what you've been doing to tackle that important issue.
So if we take a look at this, right, anti-Semitism presents a very unique crisis in frequency, severity, and complexity. And that means that we're not only from a social perspective or national perspective, but
Byron, I'm going to interrupt a terrible host here, guest host. I got to interrupt you. We're going to go to a short break. We're going to come back with you for a minute so you can finish up that answer. Is that okay?
Sounds great.
Appreciate All right. It. This is Nigel Innes, finally here after this Nevada traffic here at substituting for Kevin Wall, who will be here on Monday live and local AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872.